Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City. And there is no show without you. This is the time the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in live on the free Odyssey app. It's free. It's free. Everybody likes free stuff, right? The free Odyssey app. Your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And everybody, if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. It is a Friday. I hope you're ready for the weekend. If not, I'll get you all set. NBA All-Star Weekend is out in Indianapolis. Men versus women in shooting contests, dunk contests. Oh, we'll get into this. Tiger Woods. Oh, man. Couldn't even finish the Genesis Invitational. This guy's body betrays him at every step he takes. It's sad, you know, what's going on with Tiger Woods. We'll go ahead and give you an update there. I want to talk some women's college basketball, especially last night after Caitlin Clark became the NCAA's all-time leading scorer on the women's side. And what difference is she making in basketball? And then we also, I just mentioned, Sabrina Ionescu is going to be in action tomorrow shooting against Steph Curry. So we got a lot to do, a lot to talk about. Got some football news. I think we may have a little bit of a renewed rivalry between the Knicks and the state or city of Indiana. Josh Hart talking kind of greasy about Indianapolis, how much he hates the team. Michael Parsons not happy with being harassed in airports. It's just, we do have some good news when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. They continue to help out the community following the disaster this week. It's just a lot going on. And if you want to participate in the show, it's real simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. And then, if you utilize social media, I'm on Instagram, at JR Sport Brief, and Twitter, and X, and Facebook, and all of that good old stuff. Ryan Hickey, how you doing, man? You straight?
I am, JR. It's a Friday. We are feeling good today.
We're feeling good? You feeling good?
I don't want to speak for you. I'm feeling good, at least.
Well, you're feeling good. I'm feeling good.
All right, so we are. We're both of us. Look at us go.
Tiger Woods isn't feeling good.
No, he's not. No.
Tiger Woods is not feeling good. We're going to talk about Tiger Woods in about, let's say, 15 to 20 minutes. Hey, I got another question. Hickey, is Jimmy Garoppolo feeling good?
No. He's no? not, and neither is his bank account today, that's for sure.
Oh, my God. You know what? And it... I don't want to say it's sad, because I don't feel bad on the $11 million that he's going to miss. And by the way, you know what? Let's let people hear, if they haven't heard it already, Jimmy Garoppolo got in a little bit of trouble today. This is courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
Following that breaking news in the NFL, where Las Vegas Raiders quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo is facing a 2-game suspension for violating the league's PED policy. That's been confirmed by our NFL insider Jonathan Jones this morning. Jimmy G just started 6 games this past season, but then losing his starting job to the rookie Aiden O'Connell in week 9, making for a tough end for what could turn out to be his first and only season in Vegas. It did not turn out good, and of course now there's a new head coach and maybe a new leadership there when it comes to the Raiders and QB one spot.
Uh-oh. Jimmy Garoppolo, come on now. If anybody needed a little bit of help, it would be Jimmy Garoppolo, right? I mean, have you seen Jimmy Garoppolo's injury history? It reads like an entire MASH unit, but he's just one guy. I mean, forget last year. I'll get into last year in a second. Jimmy Garoppolo, over the years, this man has had to deal with ankle sprains and high ankle sprains. He's had to deal with torn ACLs. ACLs is in plural. I mean, last year he had the issue with the back. And you know what? I'm not even going to go as far to say that, it's not the reason that he got benched. The reason that Jimmy Garoppolo got the boot last season is because he couldn't stop throwing INTs. In 6 starts, Jimmy Garoppolo threw 9 interceptions. Aiden O'Connell took over for the man. And Antonio Pierce took over. And Antonio Pierce was just like, all right, okay, I think we've seen enough of this guy, Jimmy Garoppolo. And so not only is he going to be suspended for the first 2 games of this season, regardless of where he ends up, if he ends up somewhere, he's also going to be cut, expected to be cut by the Raiders, and he will lose approximately $11 million as a result. There are no guarantees that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be sticking around in the NFL, and that is just flat and period. Antonio Pierce, a matter of fact, when he was on the Pivot podcast, he was talking about their quarterback situation. We know Jimmy Garoppolo likely to be gone. You got Aiden O'Connell there, not the most exciting of choices or options. Antonio Pierce was like, yeah, maybe we'll try to get a quarterback in a draft. Listen to this.
You had rookie Aiden O'Connell, who I thought did a great job. He did what he was asked. So now going forward, right, you're in a situation, it's going to be hard to draft a quarterback.
Why?
Because where you are, there isn't the top 3 quarterbacks. My favorite quarterback, Jaden Daniels, who was at Arizona State with Jordan, who you recruited, he going to be gone by the time y'all pick. Drake May's going to be gone. Caleb Williams is going to be gone. And you know new head coaches are normally tied to what you could do at that position. Tell me how the Las Vegas Raiders move forward and win from this point on.
Well, I'm going to address that last thing you said. You said hard. We just spoke for almost 45 minutes. I didn't tell you how hard my life is. You know, I didn't tell you how impossible everything is. So never say never. Yep. That's one.
Oh, never say never. As of right now, the Las Vegas Raiders, they're drafting 13th. You just heard them rattle off some of the quarterbacks who are the top prospects who are expected to be there. Well, not when they pick. They're going to be in the draft, but not at 13. Caleb Williams, he's going to be gone. Drake May is going to be gone. Jaden Daniels will be gone. I mean, you going to live and die? I don't know. Maybe you start getting into the Bo Nixes and the Michael Penixes of the world. I don't think this draft this year is going to be like last year's, where you had to go ahead and take a look as to whether or not somebody like Will Levis, you know, was he going to rot for an additional day? The answer was yes. But the Oakland Raiders, it's sad. And maybe things do turn around with Antonio Pierce. Their owner, Mark Davis, is pretty much given in to the team and the Devontae Adams of the world to kind of keep peace and maintain Antonio Pierce. But as Ryan Clark just said, in order to have success in the NFL, you need a quarterback. And if Antonio Pierce doesn't have a reliable option at QB, on the next go-round, it's not going to matter how much anybody loves him. He's going to be judged about whether or not he has a QB who can help him go out there and win games. How about this? Tom Brady, as we talked about the top six dynasties a couple of days ago on Wednesday, Tom Brady said, yeah, Bill Belichick and I, we were a partnership. He didn't play quarterback, and I didn't coach. Well, what the hell is this partnership going to look like for Antonio Pierce? Is he going to try to hitch his wagon onto Aiden O'Connell and hope to ride him to a playoff berth? Hell no. By the way, the last time I looked, Kansas City Chiefs are still in the division. The last time I looked, the Chargers, they picked up a solid head coach and Jim Harbaugh. And by the way, they have their coach, or excuse me, they have their quarterback in Justin Herbert. The Raiders want to be competitive. They better find that QB. They better find him soon. Otherwise, Antonio Pierce will be gone. Devontae Adams will be gone. And then the Raiders will be looking at a whole nother rebuild. And so Jimmy Garoppolo, it's been reported that he had a prescription for whatever he used. But they're also saying that he did not have a therapeutic use exemption. Hey, Hickey, if I got to connect some dots and lines here, you think Jimmy Garoppolo was smoking some stuff but didn't let the team know that he was doing it? That's what it sounds like to me.
Sounds like he was trying to unwind. Maybe, you know, after a long night in Vegas, kind of, you know, get yourself to sleep early and just was not cleared by the team or the league.
Ah, you know what? Jimmy Garoppolo used to date in, choose my words carefully here. Wasn't he seen a couple of times going out on dates with adult stars, right? Isn't that what he did?
That is absolutely correct. He has had I don't know if affinity is the right word, but he has a liking to the adult film stars.
Ah. And now we know it seems that he likes to also participate in a little bit of relaxation. Jimmy Garoppolo has it all. I don't know if Jimmy Garoppolo is going to have a job for too much longer. I still believe somebody will pick him up to be a backup. Are you going to trust Jimmy Garoppolo to be a starter in your organization for the next, I don't know, 3 years? Probably not. He just turned 32 years old this past November. His injury history is well documented. Jimmy Garoppolo falls apart at every chance and opportunity that he gets. And let's remember this. Jimmy Garoppolo is also being famous for being the quarterback that Bill Belichick wanted to keep, and wanted to ultimately start and supplant Tom Brady. That also seems ridiculously comical now that we are where we are. Tom Brady having won another championship right after he left the New England Patriots, currently retired, and Bill Belichick pretty much destroyed everywhere you go because of his roster decisions and his roster moves and where that has left both he and the New England Patriots. Bill Belichick doesn't have a job. Neither does Jimmy G. It's crazy how the world works, how it turns. And Jimmy G, yeah, somebody will sign him. Sit out two games, be a backup, and I think that's his destiny. Jimmy Garoppolo has been here before on the JR Sport Brief show. I like him. Nice guy. Cordial, relaxed, chill. I'm not saying he was maybe doing some chill stuff before he came by and did the interview, but Jimmy Garoppolo is a cool dude. It just stinks that I think at this point his career is just going to be one massive what if. Jimmy Garoppolo is just like a human game of operation. Knee hurts, elbow hurts, back hurts, head hurts. Ankles hurt. Hey, Ryan, you think he gets another starting job, backup job, or do you think he's just cooked, especially given how he is physically, his body?
I think he'll definitely get a shot, probably to be a backup somewhere, or maybe the dreaded quote-unquote competition, like a spot in Pittsburgh where you want to bring someone in to compete for the, you know, push Kenny Pickett. But you really deep down want Kenny Pickett to win the job, but you want to at least make it seem like he's competing for the job and nothing's given. Situation like that, maybe somewhere. Now, I'm going to say this. I was going to say Washington, if you draft a quarterback, is now Jimmy G the best mentor Maybe
oh,
not.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So maybe that now is off the table. But somewhere in a situation like that where you have a young quarterback and you want maybe some veteran presence, he could kind of fit that need.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to care about why he got suspended. It's not like he's out here doing hard drugs or, you know, Jimmy G took something that was going to, you know, make him throw an accurate pass. But I don't. Is he going to be first chance? I think there's one or two options. Jimmy Garoppolo will either go through the season and somebody will go, oh, man, we need to bring in somebody. Let's just bring in Jimmy to hold some weight. But I'm not so sure that he's going to be brought in for those competition purposes in the summer. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, what does anybody have to lose? It's Jimmy Garoppolo. And quite frankly, he's been a disappointment. I really wonder if we would have so much hype around Jimmy Garoppolo if we didn't know that Bill Belichick wanted him to, quote unquote, be the guy. I mean, he started off hot with the 49ers when he got there before he got hurt. And that's probably the best stretch of his career. And, yeah, he went to the Super Bowl. And it's just the NFL comes at you fast. And we all know the NFL chews you up and spits you out. But if anybody needed a break, if anybody needed just for somebody to look the other way on a suspension, especially for something with you physically, come on now. It should have been Jimmy Garoppolo. If there's a guy who actually needs some drugs to calm his body, it's him. It really is. Suspended 2 games to start the regular season. Expected to be cut by the Raiders and will lose approximately $11 million. Hey, what a Friday for Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Hey, next time, tell your bosses what type of drugs you have a prescription for. Sucks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are just getting started. We're going to talk about Caitlin Clark putting up these big numbers in the women's game. A matter of fact, speaking of the Raiders, and then even in some 49ers news and some news with Klay Thompson, Larry Kruger is going to join us from KNBR out in the Bay Area. He's going to talk to us next hour. We'll talk some NBA All-Star action. Micah Parsons not feeling good out in public, feeling harassed. The NBA has an issue with players and coaches just dissing the officials publicly. It's not a good look. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back on the other side of the break, Jimmy Garoppolo isn't the only individual dealing with injuries and treatment and pain management, I should say. Tiger Woods just returned to the golf course yesterday. Tiger Woods is already off the golf course. I'll explain on the other side. If you want to talk to me, it's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You're locked in to the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, Mel. Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy! Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, right before we went to break, we talked about Jimmy Garoppolo. He's 32 years old, extensive injury history in the NFL already, despite his success, you know, helping the Niners get to the Super Bowl and wanting or handpicked by Bill Belichick to pretty much be the successor of Tom Brady when he was in New England, but ACLs and high ankle sprains and just back injuries. And now Jimmy Garoppolo suspended two games for this upcoming NFL regular season due to performance-enhancing drug use. It's been said that he utilized a prescription, a doctor's prescription, legally, but then he didn't notify the NFL that he had this exemption to utilize this prescription, which leads me to believe, not that I know, I'm just like, hey, Jimmy Garoppolo sounds like he's maybe smoking, rubbing, inhaling something on him that, let's just say, elevates him a little bit. You can have a prescription for it. It appears that he did not let the NFL know. So Jimmy G is going to miss out on about $11 million as a result. And, yeah, likely he'll get another chance somewhere. I think the days as a starter, I don't think anybody's entrusting him with that. He's probably going to have to come off of the bench if he is to see real live NFL action in regular season games. But I'll tell you this, Jimmy Garoppolo isn't the only dude hurting, at least financially or mentally today. This really, really sucks. Tiger Woods, we talked about him yesterday. Tiger Woods showed up at the Genesis Invitational, trying to get back into the swing of things, trying to get warmed up for one of the big ones. And Tiger Woods yesterday was in 56th place. Tiger Woods talked yesterday about how he was suffering back spasms. Tiger Woods even had a shot go clear off a tree. That's something that I would do. Not Tiger Woods. So his back was seizing up on him, and it's just, it's not good. And then today, after 24 holes, Tiger Woods had to withdraw from the Genesis Invitational. And they're saying due to illness. He was actually carted off of the golf course. And he had his hands covering his face. Let's take a listen to this, courtesy of the Golf Channel.
Uh-oh.
When Pete Datchison, the PGA Tour rules guy, is carting you in, that usually is not a good sign.
No, it's not. Aaron, do you know anything about this?
Guys, this is the first I'm seeing of it, but I will say this. On the fifth tee, after he made bogey on four, he came over and he leaned over on a table at the fifth tee or a stand, and he looked visibly uncomfortable. So I can only imagine that that's the reason that this looks like a WD.
I heard you talking earlier today, having watched him on the range, and you said he didn't look as mobile as he did yesterday.
It definitely looked a little more, labored today than he did yesterday.
Oh my God, this sucks. Like, you don't want to wish pain or hurt on anybody, and they're describing Tiger Woods as not. He doesn't look good. Well, yesterday Tiger Woods, he told you. He didn't feel good, that his back was hurting him, right? And you know, what's the illness? I don't know. Did he have to take pain medication and now he was out of it? I have no idea. But let's think about the progress here. Let's go backwards. Today, Tiger Woods did not feel good. He had to withdraw from the tournament. Yesterday, after playing and being in 56th place, Tiger Woods told you he did not feel good throughout the day. How about the day before the tournament even started? Tiger Woods documented to everybody again how the hell he was feeling before he even started playing. Remember this from Wednesday?
My ankle doesn't hurt anymore because no, the bones aren't rubbing anymore. But then again, it's different. Then other parts of my body have to take the brunt of it, just like my back is fused. And so other parts of my body have taken the brunt over that. And I have, you know, two different body parts that are now fused. Yeah, it, other parts of the body have to adapt. And as far as the love, I still love competing. I love playing. I love being a part of the game of golf. This is a game of a lifetime, and I don't ever want to stop playing.
Oh, that's sad. Like, there's not even another word that I could put there. I feel bad for Tiger Woods because this is the reality that I think all of us have to face. And it's a little bit different when you're a professional athlete and you're used to competing at the peak and you're Tiger Woods and you got 15 majors and you're probably the most influential golfer that has been on planet Earth when it's time to go. And you know who tells you that it's time to go? Your family doesn't tell you that it's time to go. Your coaches don't tell you that it's time to go. The first person that tells you that it's time to go is your body. That's it. Tiger Woods' body it's done. We can go through his accidents, his injuries. The man has had five, count them, five back surgeries. They almost had to amputate this man's leg, his ankle, following his car accident, which he seemingly had because he was under the influence of pain medication. Like, Tiger Woods has been beaten to a pulp. And look, I'm sure one day if Tiger Woods wins another championship, you know, these are the type of clips that kind of just get thrown into somebody's documentary about how nobody believed in him. Look, I'm just looking at the facts. Do I think he's going to win something ever again? No, I don't. And if he does, then God bless him for doing it. And nobody should believe in you more than you believe in yourself. Because if you don't believe in you, why should anybody else? I'm not going to stand here and tell you that Tiger Woods shouldn't try to go out and compete at the Masters if he's capable of physically of doing so. Or is his back going to lock up? Is his ankle with the pins in it, is that going to hold up when there's a rain delay? Is he going to be able to walk across and through the course? And we've seen these stories before. Athletes that held on a little too long. And I get it. Golf is not a team sport. You don't necessarily switch teams, unless you're talking about live golf. But some of the ugliest sights, I think, as sports fans that we've seen. You know, if you're old enough to remember, maybe you saw Willie Mays as a New York Met. Man, maybe you saw Shaquille O'Neal in a Celtics jersey. You know, growing up in New York, one of the ugliest things I've seen in my life. Well, I can't burn it out of my eyes. Fat, out of shape Patrick Ewing with the Seattle Supersonics on his chest. It's like, what am I looking at right now? Terrible. Tiger Woods isn't looking good. He can want to play for as long as he wants, but he looks cooked. Hickey, you think he's finished?
I've thought he's been finished for a while. Not to crap on him today, but
he's so successful in designing golf courses and other business ventures. He just launched his apparel company. I get it. The best way to sell apparel is to be seen playing in it. Like, I don't know. He's on that line. But look, what else has he done since he was a kid? And I don't think he could do it without it being in the highest competitive state. It's like he's just going to run around saying, hey, I'll do your charity golf tournament. It's like the man wants to go. So are we going to see him next month, 2 months from now? Are we going to see him at the Masters? I have no idea. I just don't want him to go out is old and washed up. It's not going to affect his legacy at this point. It's just sad. Good luck to Tiger Woods. They said he exited the game and withdrew due to illness. There were reportedly some fire trucks that showed up to the clubhouse afterwards. No indication that Tiger Woods left with one of them via ambulance. It's just sad. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Always bad when athletes kind of just get to the end and the body starts to break down. All the best to Tiger Woods and whatever recovery that he needs. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of athletes and injury, hey, there's a guy in the NBA. He's going through this right now, an adjustment period. His name is Klay Thompson. Last night he was benched, then he had a hell of a response. I'll fill you in on the other side of the break.
Chris Chapman's hit podcast was canceled.
As you know, my old show, The Chris Chapman Confrontation, was a victim of a little thing called cancel culture.
But he's learned, he's grown, and he's ready to win back his audience.
I'm back, better than ever, with The Chris Chapman Do-Over.
Starring Ike Barinholtz.
I have a new lady co-host on the pod.
Lisa Gilroy.
My mic is on!
And Neil Casey is the professor.
Greetings, my humans.
The new hit improv comedy, The Chris Chapman Do-Over. An Odyssey and Paper Kite production. Listen on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, it's bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Hickey, I like that. Ruining marriages, huh? Right?
Look at you, JR, causing controversy.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I don't go home. My wife goes, where are you? That's a sad excuse, though. It's like, I was listening to the radio. Is a wife going to believe that?
No. Not that excuse, unfortunately.
Hey, where you been, babe? Why did it take you? And every day it takes you 20 minutes to get home from work. Exactly 20 minutes every single day. Why were you late today? Why were you gone an additional, let's say a break is 15 minutes. Why were you late by 15 minutes? Like I was listening to the radio. Oh, okay. And the next question, who is she? You know, show me the messages. Why don't people believe us, Hickey? Well, you know, I don't know. Why don't people believe us?
Well, I mean, as a whole, men have their flaws.
Women do, too.
They do. They do. As a whole, humanity is filled with flaws.
Oh, yes, we all do. Yeah, we do. You don't have to look too far to see the flaws of humanity. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, one of the flaws, I don't know if it's a flaw, it's just part of the gig. You know, we talked about Tiger Woods having to withdraw from the Genesis Invitational, and his body is falling apart, body is betraying him, and we know that's a part of getting older, right? You know, eyesight, body, bones ache, muscle, it's just life. I learned this via Lion King in 1994. It's the circle of life, okay? Nothing lasts forever, but when you're a professional athlete, that period of time where you're actually active as an athlete, winning, losing, jumping, running, hitting, swinging, whatever it is, kicking, it's not forever. You run your body into the ground while you do it. Comes with great rewards and sacrifice and also some pain. Tiger Woods is 47 years old. Been doing it all his life. No shock there that he's feeling it now, right? Five back surgeries, ankles, this, knees, all of this. In the NBA, Klay Thompson for the Golden State Warriors is 33 years old. But Klay Thompson also had, unfortunately, his own string of injuries. Well, excuse me, Klay just turned 34, actually, last week. Happy birthday, Klay. We know about the torn Achilles, or excuse me, the torn ACL. And then he came back, and he basically blew out his Achilles. And Klay Thompson was gone for the better part of 2 years. And last year he came back and he was okay. But then this year, the man has basically cratered. He's on an expiring contract. He's only averaging 17 points a game. A couple of nights ago, he went 4-for-14 in a game. Had a poor shooting foul that, I don't know, well, he intentionally fouled somebody. He must have had a brain fart because he's having such a terrible game. And then yesterday, for the first time since his rookie year, 2011 to 2012, Klay Thompson, he got benched. The Warriors played one of the last games last night against the Utah Jazz to close things out before the All-Star break. And early in the morning, Klay Thompson got word that he was sitting down. Klay Thompson spoke to the media, and he talked about finding out about his benching. And as you can imagine, he wasn't happy.
Found out this morning. Me and Steve had a good talk about it. And, you know, you could do two things. You could pout, or you can go out there and respond. And I thought I did the latter very well tonight. Especially no turnovers, and missed a few box outs though. But more importantly, I realized I'm going to play a ton of minutes. So you just got to let the ego go when you think of coming off the bench and all that. So, I mean, I thought about Manu Ginobili. That guy has 4 rings and gold medal, and he came off the bench his whole career. And I don't think anyone looks down on his Hall of Fame candidacy. He's one of the greats, and I thought I embraced it that before tip. And, I mean, I deserved it, really. I didn't respond to the not playing at the end of the game well last night. I kind of took it out on the assistant coaches, and I apologized to those guys before the game. And I think that really let my guard down and let me just be myself out there.
How did he respond? He dropped 35 points last night. The Warriors beat Utah 140 to 137. 35 points off the bench. He took more shots than anybody on the Warriors last night. He took 22 shots. Steph Curry didn't have a great game. He finished with 16 on 14 attempts. Klay Thompson also knocked down 7 threes. He had 18 points in the third quarter alone. And the Warriors, they got by Utah, I'll say it again, 140 to 137. And so it's quite apparent that he was upset. And he got locked in and he got focused last night. Enough to have the best game of his season so far. What is it? You think it's a coincidence that Klay Thompson gets benched in the morning? And then at night he drops 35 points with 7 threes? That's a game that we would have expected from Klay Thompson. I don't know. 5 and 6 years ago. But certainly not now. So what happens into the future? Matter of fact, Klay Thompson, before we move on into the future, Klay Thompson, he said, yeah, I just went out on the court and I let it loose.
The moment you worry about what people say or what headlines will be written about being benched or the streak being broken is when you go out there and you don't play with that love, that compassion for your teammates and that freedom that has gotten me to this point. So I realized that I didn't want to go to All-Star break on a sour note and have my best game of the season. Hopefully build off it.
All in between the ears, right? You know, can he do it every game? Of course not. Nobody's going out there just 35 every game. Unless you were Joel Embiid. We know why he's not playing right now. Another injury. Maybe he can pick things up. He's professional, right? Maybe he's going to not care what people think. Maybe he's not going to be concerned about his free agency. At least now the Warriors know that, damn it, we can get him on the cheap. And at least he also knows and has admitted, yeah, I'm not going to get the contract that I wanted. Steve Kerr spoke, and he talked about why he decided to bench Klay Thompson for Podziemski.
I've been thinking about it, and you know, the lineup with Brandon out there with Wiggs, JK, Draymond, Steph, it's been by far our best lineup. And BP connects the game, he rebounds, he does some things that really help the other guys. And I've been thinking about it, decided to do it tonight, and talked to Clay this morning, and I thought he handled everything beautifully. You know, the way he came out, determined, competitive. That's not easy, you know, to come off the bench for the first time in, I don't know, 11 years. You probably know. That's difficult. But Clay's a champion. He's one of the most competitive people I've ever met. And you know, he responded accordingly and played a great, great game.
Oh, yeah. Talking about Brandon Pajemski, 13 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds in the starting lineup. And so when you're putting up that type of production, oh, yeah, by the way, Brandon Pajemski is 20 years old. Why the hell would Steve Kerr go ahead and adjust things? He was asked about what happens into the future. Is this temporary for Klay Thompson? Is Klay Thompson going to be inserted back into the starting lineup? What's next? That's what Steve Kerr had to say.
Doesn't mean it's permanent, but as I said, I like that lineup with BP and the other four. And, you know, Klay coming off the bench gives us a lot of firepower. We'll give it a little look, and we'll see how it goes from there.
Yeah, it gives you firepower if Klay Thompson is scoring, right? No expectation he's giving you 35, let alone 20, off the bench every night. Or maybe that's what he needs. Maybe this will continue on or continue moving the Golden State Warriors up the rung. They now have a record above 500 of 27-26. The Warriors have now won 8 out of their last 10 games. Klay Thompson, dropping all 35 points last night, became the 6th Warrior to score 15,000 points with the organization, and Steve Kerr picked up his 500th win as a coach. Maybe it's all set to work out for him. I'll tell you this much. Warriors, yeah, they might be better. Maybe we'll see in time if with Klay Thompson off the bench. I still think they're too small, man. Draymond Green, Jonathan Kuminga, Wiggins, Steph Curry and Pajemski, Draymond Green, and then granted, he's always the biggest dude out there. Draymond Green is 6'6". Hey, good luck to the Warriors. I still think they have to figure things out the rest of the season. Oh, yeah, and that's right. Chris Paul. Chris Paul, he's been out with a broken hand. They'll figure that one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, speaking of high scoring and going on streaks, last night I was here on the air when Caitlin Clark decided to absolutely lose her mind and become the NCAA's leading scorer, all-time leading scorer on the women's side. We're going to talk about Caitlin Clark on the other side of the break. We got big news tomorrow, All-Star Saturday night. Sabrina Ionescu is going to be in action in a shooting contest, a three-point shooting contest, against Steph Curry. It's like the women are on a come up. We haven't even talked about Angel Reese. Maybe we will by the time we get into the March Madness. Get into some March Madness. We're going to talk some women hoops on the other side of the break, really highlighting Caitlin Clark. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. But I do want to tell you this. After 52 long years, it finally happened last week. Popeyes fans everywhere experienced the perfect pairing. A Popeyes commercial during the big game about their new lineup of wings. Now, while it's true that wings and football go hand in hand, football is by no way the only way, the only viewing opportunity where wings are appropriate. We're talking basketball games, tennis, baseball, pickleball, wall ball, and while we're at it, Popeyes wings go great with any occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, sure. What about Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays? Yeah, the point is, people love wings. So order some from Popeyes today for your upcoming whatever it is. Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, Popeyes for every day. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to have Popeyes to celebrate Caitlin Clark. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Chris Chapman's hit podcast was canceled.
As you know, my old show, The Chris Chapman Confrontation, was a victim of a little thing called cancel culture.
But he's learned, he's grown, and he's ready to win back his audience.
I'm back, better than ever, with The Chris Chapman Do-Over.
Starring Ike Barinholtz.
I have a new lady co-host on the pod.
Lisa Gilroy.
My mic is on!
And Neil Casey is the professor.
Greetings, my humans.
The new hit improv comedy, The Chris Chapman Do-Over. An Odyssey and Paper Kite production. Listen on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.